Good job, fellas. Jack, it looked like you kind of wanted to put him on your back a little bit at the end there. Is that what you felt?
I mean, you know, we just knew that it was time to win, so we wanted to be aggressive. There wasn't foul trouble. I mean, we were in a bonus, so my mindset was just to be really aggressive, and you know, they had issues guarding that, I guess. Yeah.
They kept hanging around, didn't they? They didn't go down easy.
Nah, they didn't, man. So, I mean, they started fighting back. At one point, we felt like we were about to put them away, but they came back towards the end with a fight, man. But you know, we closed out the game like we're supposed to.
Yeah, I mean that's a good team and a good program. They've had our number the last two times we played them. That would have been 4 and 5 years ago, but that's a good coach team. Like I said, even had a new coach, still a strong program, tough team.
Look at switching from the mentality of the 2 week games last week now to this non-conference game, then you're going to go back. Was that kind of on in the back of your mind, or was it not something that really came up at all?
No, we're taking a game at a time. It's a home game, right?
Yeah,
right
there.
Now, you know, our goal is to win every home game. So, like I said, one game at a time. Next time we come in for practice, we get ready for next opponent.
Brandon, what has Jack added to you guys the last 5-6 games here especially?
Man, one of the things that we've lacked the most in years past is some energy when we get down. Sometimes we can be kind of riding the wave of how things are going offensively. And one of the things that he brings and I'm happy for is his ability to give us energy even when things aren't going well. And it's something we all feed off of, and we need that, you know, moving forward. And something that, like I said, I'm happy he brings to us. Yeah, man. I mean, it gets physical down there. Some tough matchups in the paint down there with those guys tonight.
You guys had some close games this year. Three of them actually haven't gone your way. When they took the lead late, is that in your mind at all, or is it next possession? What's the thought pattern there?
We knew we were the better team. Maybe we just had to lock in, get some stuff, and win the game.
I can speak on being here a while. I'm going to be honest, it probably does linger a little bit in there. In years past, we haven't won those close games. Not sure if I can pin down one specific reason. But tonight, it probably did creep into some of our minds, especially the guys that have been here. And we're just trying to turn that around and not make that the thing that we're known for, losing close games. We don't want to continue that. Like you said, we've done it a few times already this year. So we're trying to limit that. And when it comes down the line, you know, in March and stuff, we want to try and win those close games because that's what's going to come down to, honestly.
Yeah. Brandon, long lost reporter here. My first game of the year. As far as the team, how was it for – this is the first time I had a chance to talk to you guys, but how was it for the team to be able to have Coach Sarge and somebody you guys already know take over instead of bringing somebody new in?
It's pretty important because it's like a program thing. You know, we didn't open up a search and have a whole bunch of different guys come in and stuff. We knew pretty soon after Coach Nagy was leaving who our guy was going to be. And that's something that, you know, me and the rest of the guys who stayed, we appreciate that. And I've said this before, he recruited me. He was the first guy that recruited me, so we got a bond. And I think that relationship is partially what kept me here. So it's really something that a lot of the guys that have been here really appreciate, especially him staying. Means a lot to us.
Seems like you guys are comfortable with him, and it seems like everything's going pretty good.
Yeah, and we're just trying to not repeat some of the same things we've done in years past. We can keep harping on how bad we were defensively in years past and just trying to break that trend of what's gone wrong in the past. I'm going to keep coming back to that when I talk to you guys.
Jack, asking the question back to you, what playing with Brandon, what does Brandon give you guys?
Man, just a... like a pillar to lean back on, you know. He's just such a – I mean, most of the time, he always has an advantage on the defender, so a lot of times he bails us out. I mean, it's more than just offensively. His voice, his presence defensively, and just being just that calm presence that we know that, oh, whenever we need a bucket, we can throw in there. He set good screens, he grabbed rebounds, he talked to us on defense. So, it's many ways I could describe how he helped us, but that's a few ways right there. Yeah.
Jack, are you starting to feel – comfortable here the last few games, especially? It seems like it's going up another notch.
I feel like as a team, we trend in the right direction, and we feel like everybody getting comfortable. We know, getting to know each other and whatnot. So Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely feeling comfortable just by being around these guys for, you know, for a longer period of time. I feel like things are brushing up pretty well.